All right, Thursday, August 19th, 2025, City Council meeting called to order. Invitation, co-pastor Julie Ragsdale, worship on the water floor by me. Thank you, Pastor. Followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight asking for your wisdom, your peace, and your guidance over this council and this community. Your word reminds us that there is no authority except that which you have established. Tonight, we acknowledge that servant leadership is a sacred trust from you. Lord, we are grateful for those who have offered their lives in service to this community. Thank you for the men, women who give their lives and time, energy, and gifts to seek the well-being of others. As Philippians 2:4 reminds us, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. May their example inspire all of us to value service above self. Father, where there has been strife, bring peace. Where there has been division, give understanding. Where there has been anger, may your spirit bring calm. You tell us in James 1:5 that if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask you and you will give generously. Tonight we ask for your wisdom, wisdom beyond ourselves, to make decisions that bring justice, fairness, and hope to the people we serve. Bless every leader here with humility and courage, that each word spoken and each choice made would be for the good of our neighbors. Remind us of the call in Micah 6:8 to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. We ask your blessing on this meeting. May it be marked with respect, unity, and a shared commitment to serve. And may everything done here tonight be for the flourishing of this city and the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Pastor Julie?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Call a roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering of previous minutes of a regular council meeting and committee of the whole, 7/15/2025. If there are no objections, the readings of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Announcements?
Obviously, everyone knows the municipal election is on Tuesday, August 26th. So in 1 week, polls are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the event center. We will have a special called meeting as set by state law on September 2nd. So that's the following Tuesday after that at noon to canvass the results of the election. But we will have preliminary tape posted that night.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and swift supply within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to unfinished business, a resolution accepting a proposal from Debris Monitoring, Disaster Management and Recovery Services.
Move to adopt the sorry.
You hungry, Jerry?
Yeah.
Recovery Services from Thompson Consulting Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to new business under resolution. A resolution appointing David Trent Johnson as interim police chief for the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
All right. Motion carries. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the city of Orange Beach a surplus and unneeded and authorized for the donation of said property to the Orange Beach Board of Education.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded, authorizing a donation of said property to St. Stephen's Volunteer Fire Department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding Police Chief Steve Brown his duty weapons and badge as part of his retirement benefits.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Adopt transportation plan for fiscal year 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a service order. Unity Fiber LLC lifeguard building at the Resident Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of Amendment 5 to the subaward grant agreement with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources for the STORE Act State Expenditure Plan funded expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Program.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes. Philip, this is adding what's coming next in this? Is it just a continuation of what we've...
This is just extending the date of the contract. The money's staying the same. We just aren't quite finished with some of the enclosures that our staff are building. It just puts it a little bit further. But that means the ribbon cutting will be when it's cooler.
Yes.
Towards the end, in the fall. And you'll all be invited to that
for
sure.
So nothing else is...
It's just an extension of the time frame to the end of the year. And I think we'll be done before then, so... Thank you.
I saw the pictures, so they're looking good.
It's going to be such a great facility for our native wildlife. And our numbers, I mean, we are getting multiple calls a day to our dispatch for our wildlife centers.
And apparently it's been meeting a need, and people are grateful.
They are. They really are. And most of them say, where can I send a donation? And I say, City of Orange Beach Finance.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a cooperative agreement. The Alabama Department of Environmental Management for the city to provide permitting, regulating, monitoring, and inspection services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution reappointing Penny Grew to the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board of Directors.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution performance contract with Brandy Reeves for tennis instruction services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing Orange Beach to join the state of Alabama and other local governments as participants in current and future opioid settlements.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
I just got one question.
I'm sorry.
So, Jamie, this just a continuation also of what we've already...
It's just additional defendants.
Same attorneys, same
class action. It's just additional defendants. This one is actually a bankruptcy case, an entirely different case, but the court will be approving that settlement. And then we'll actually have another one on the next agenda for all of the secondary manufacturers.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're adjourned. We'll call the committee of the whole meeting to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration. Previous minutes, regular council meeting come in the whole 8:05:25. They'll be moved forward for review. Moving to miscellaneous, consider a business license application submitted by Sure Thing Golf Carts.
Mayor.
Do y'all want to talk about that? Anybody?
Yeah.
I failed to mention something. We have a ribbon cutting out at the gun range Thursday. I apologize.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yes.
What a great facility that is. Philip, I apologize. I meant to mention it. Nicole said ribbon cutting, put off another ribbon cutting. Guys, come out, see this. It's awesome. This Thursday at 1:00. Y'all know where it's at? Roscoe Road, North.
Yes.
Russian Road, Roscoe Road. But anyways, 1:00 Thursday.
We also have our first football game.
Oh, Friday night at 7:00.
Friday night.
Maples are taking on Alberta.
Yes. Come out and see the jumbo.
It's going to be fun.
Tim, will the ski team be there on Thursday?
Good. Yep. Thank you, Mr. Boyd, for reminding me of the Mako football game. We're really excited. There's a lot of work going on in that facility right now. As y'all have passed by it like Absolutely. I have, I mean, it just looks like a kicked anthill. Just everybody's so many moving parts, but it's coming together, and I'm proud of it, and I hope everybody is proud of it. That's all I have, Mayor.
Anyone else?
Is that all, Jim?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Jerry's hungry. Yes, let's go.
All right, moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a tractor for the Sportsplex, $63,903.06.
I apologize once more, Mayor. What are we doing considering a business license application submitted by Shore Thing Golf Carts, LLC? Go for it, Ford.
I'm Ford Hanley, City Administrator. I'm just here to answer any questions that you may have based on what was sent and applied for.
I've read the application. I've read the synopsis. I have actually been to that property down there on 2nd Street. Mm-hmm. So
currently our ordinance does not allow for any new golf cart rentals.
That's
so
great.
That's why this has been brought to you guys.
Mm-hmm. So. Isn't there a question about, is this the one that's out of town?
No.
It's in Gulf Shores?
No,
it's the one that's in.
Okay. That's a different one.
In the city, it would be a home-based business.
Okay, home-based. Mm-hmm.
So
does he
do you want
to present something to us
to move it on to an original appeal or a traditional appeal? Or
so the way our ordinance reads, it requires a denial by the city council in order for him to appeal. He's would like to appeal, so we will need the council to vote on it at the next
first.
meeting.
Okay.
And once we have that vote, if in fact the council denies it, then
yep.
we would appeal.
That's what I thought you had explained in that email. So let's move it on to the next council meeting so that we can vote.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
Okay, resolution accepting a proposal from Byers and Associates for auditing services. Resolution reappointing Vince McCoy, Chris Hicks to the Fire Code Board of Appeals. Resolution authorizing an execution professional services agreement, JF Morbus Performance for Theater Performance Direction, Guys and Gals. Resolution awarding the bid for construction of a new fire training center. Resolution accepting proposal for civic center design services. Resolution authorizing execution of an installation maintenance agreement with the Alabama Department of Transportation for public safety sensors on highway right-of-ways. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach to join the State of Alabama and other local governments as a participant in the opioid settlements against secondary manufacturers. Any questions on any of those?
Ford, I do have a question on the Civic Center Design Services. Can you give us a little rundown on that and for the people here?
Yes, so the city is looking at potentially building a new Civic Center. And so this is to just get the proposals for the design of that. Obviously, this is not the bid or anything like that.
No.
This is just to make sure that we get proposals from different companies that have designed similar type places in the past.
And how many are you putting it out there to?
I mean, we sent it out, so we don't know how many are going to come back. So, yes,
okay.
So that's why
it's
we're
posted
waiting.
Posted on our website. I think Taylor did a Google search and sent it out to, like, everyone that had done a civic center in the
civic
state.
Center
and then we also looked at the State Board of Contractors. Probably didn't catch everyone, but it's also on our website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Moving to ordinances. Discuss ordinance to levy a vape tax on consumable vapor products. Reminder, a public hearing, first reading for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, the Wharf Landing Villas, PUD, on September the 2nd. Everybody good with that?
I just want to discuss the levy that's proposed on vaping stuff.
So this falls in line. Most municipalities are looking to do their own ordinance. I've sent we sent a memo out that explains that basically we're just trying to make sure that we can capture the amount that is due to us without it relying on population. Yeah. So as we know, anything that we do on population is very low. This would set a standard across the board.
Great.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Thank you, Ford.
All right, then. And anybody got any comments, questions?
There's a Facebook question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
From Karen DeVito, I have a question about my property taxes. I own unit 1410 Phoenix on the Bay, 27580 Canal Road, Orange Beach. My property taxes have gone from $1,900 to $4,618 for 2026, yet a homeowner on Canal Road is only paying $1,500 to $2,000.
Ford Hanley, City Administrator, I would, my advice to that owner would be to contact the county. The City of Orange Beach does not handle or levy the property taxes, and we just received the abstract. So one of the things that she mentions there is a potential difference in the price could be somebody's homesteaded versus a rental property. And again, if she contacts the Baldwin County, they can answer that question, or she could reach out to me and I can get her a number to call.
And then there's also an appeal process for her.
Yes,
correct?
There is. Depending on when, if she just got the notice, there is an appeal process that's laid out in the notice that she received.
Yes.
She probably missed her appeal process this year. They were in June.
Yeah, they were in June. I think that ended in June. Correct, Mr. Stewart.
Anything else? Okay, anyone else? All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.